In other news, the Michigan State University women's golf team last week clinched their 8th Big Ten title, and the team is now preparing to advance to the NCAA regionals. This is a big milestone under any circumstances, but especially for those athletes whose momentum got stopped by COVID last year. Coach Stacey Slobodnik-Stoll joins us now from East Lansing. Coach, good to have you.
Happy to be with you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Was there a point, I guess during last season, when it struck you that because of the pandemic, the team's practices and interactions were going to have to change?
Yeah, it wasn't that they were going to change. It was that they were coming to an end very quickly. And so, yeah, that was a very hard realization. And I think one of the hardest realizations was the most important part of our season was taken away from us. So we did not get to play the Big Ten Championship in 2020. We did not get to go to the NCAA tournament in 2020. That was pretty hurtful to a young group of women who have worked their whole lives to get to this point.
I don't know that you were the one that had to break the news to them. They were no doubt aware of what was going on, but how'd they take it?
Yeah, tough. I mean, I can tell you exactly where we were and what we were doing. And we were actually playing golf at our course. And we got word first that our tournament that we were supposed to leave for the next day was being canceled. And then within a couple hours, the whole season was canceled. And, everyone was in disbelief. And it was like, I've got a few international kids. So for them, it was like, do we get these kids home? Are they staying? Is there any chance that this season is going to start up again? And as we all know, we didn't end up playing golf or sports for a year.
When you did get to the point of having to restructure what you were doing within the public health constraints that everybody's dealing with, how did you go about that?
Well, the guidance was really coming from the athletic department, and that did not happen. Well, we were able to practice a little bit in the fall. We weren't aware that we were going to not have a season once again. So everyone came back and we thought we were, going to be good to go. And then they canceled the fall again. So the constraints in the fall were, it was tough, and it was still, I feel like we were navigating the system that no one was really sure of. And, the vaccine wasn't a thing. And so we did a lot of practicing. We did not get close to each other. We did not go inside. Really the biggest or most interesting part of the team were probably the freshmen. The two freshmen, we have one young lady from Ohio and one from Argentina, and they don't even know where the classrooms are on this campus yet. And they've been here for almost a year. They've never gone to a class. They've never seen the football stadium full. They've never gone to a basketball game. Virtually the campus has been vacant. No one's been on campus. And so they have experienced nothing of what college is really like. On the other side of the coin, you've got the seniors and the juniors who are in shock that, this is what their last year or their last couple of years, have been like. And so that was also, shocking for them that this was, you only have so much time in college, as we all know, and they are missing a part that they'll never get back.
From a coaching standpoint, what do you lose when you lose that time in the fall?
Well, the spring and the fall were both hurtful because it takes years to assemble these teams. You have this schematic and this plan of this one's leaving, this one's coming in, and the caliber of the team you have. And honestly, last year we were ready to win another Big Ten championship and get to the national championship and see what we could do. And that's something that we'll never get back. We'll never get that time back with those particular players that were here. We worked pretty hard to get them here and to have that opportunity. You only have one chance per year to win a conference title and to win a national championship. So, that was hurtful. And then the fall, we don't compete. We did what we could. We had our own home tournament with one team that was ours. And so at least tried to give the freshmen some inkling of, what it feels like. We wore our uniforms. We did our team meal beforehand. We made it as real for them as possible within the constraints this fall.
I've got to believe that golf is in a little different place than, say, basketball in terms of how play is affected by what's going on in the rest of the world. Would you say that the bigger thing to grapple with was physical constraints or the psychological things that the team was going through?
Yes. When they came through the gates at the Lash Center, which is our facility, I think everyone would just, let out a sigh of relief because they knew that it was a safe place and they didn't have to worry about COVID. We didn't have to be close to each other. We safely stayed away from each other. We could practice as normal. We could play as normal. And that felt really good and really was a comfort to all of us. Golf has been a comfort to all the team and my family and I. You know, then when they left the gates, it was like, okay, you know, and we're pushing them so hard. Don't be around anyone. Don't do anything. You know, don't, it was just wash your hands. You know, all these rules that they're young people, all they want to do is be around people and, you know, eat in the dorm together and go out to lunch together. And we really tried to hold them back from all those things from a safety standpoint. So COVID didn't get into our team.
You mentioned the fact that ambitions were really high last season, and yet this season, your team didn't just do what they did last year. They did what they did and then some. How do you make the ask of a team to go that extra mile at a time when they're thinking about so many other things?
Well, we have to remember that they are brought here on this campus to be a student first and an athlete second. They know that those are their two jobs. So they excel in the classroom year after year. We've excelled on the golf course for years now. And regardless of what was happening with COVID, as long as we knew that things were going to start opening up and we were going to play starting in February, we had to operate as things were normal. And even though our normal was different, we knew that we still had to get them in that mode to play because their dreams and their goals are the same. Just because of COVID doesn't mean that their ambition and their drive and desire and passion to be one of the best golf teams in the country, you know, had left them or left my assistant and I. It was like, that's all we really felt like, you know, we had. And that's the fun part of what we get to do every day. So asking them to step up and to win another championship is just something that they were recruited to do here. And they know that that's our expectation and that's the standard of this team. It really wasn't that hard. We just kind of had to keep, you know, preaching to them the stay 6 feet away, wash your hands, wear your mask. Oh, at the same time, go practice as hard as you can because we've got a championship to win. And I think that was, again, the fun and exciting part for them is we have the personnel here to do that. And that's why we did it 2 weekends ago.
Not everyone who competes at the collegiate level will have a professional life in golf waiting for them after. But are there ways in which the pandemic has affected some of your team's aspirations or just how they think about where they're headed in other aspects of their adult lives?
Well, I think the pandemic has affected a lot of people, obviously, worldwide. But for my team, what it did is it took away LPGA qualifying school last year. So my senior, Allie Gear, who was from Michigan, one of our best players ever, who chose not to come back for her COVID year, was planning on going to Q school and then did not because there wasn't a Q school. So the LPGA granted 2 years of an exemption to the players that already had their tour cards. So that was something that was quite interesting. And it left a lot of seniors who graduated from college, women college players, kind of high and dry because they didn't have anywhere to play. My team in particular, it didn't affect too much because Poth, my other senior, chose to come back for her 5th year. And now she has a master's of accounting, which is so cool. And then our Japanese player this year who will graduate will go back to Japan to try out for the Japanese LPGA, which is everything's going fine with that over there. So it hasn't really affected too much for future plans. I know things feel like they're kind of getting back to normal. You know, we've traveled since February. We've been on planes. We've been in vans, all with, you know, our safety precautions in place. And we've done quite well. I'm very proud of the team for doing that. And I think with the vaccine, it seems like, you know, things feel like they're getting better.
Anyone who's ever been around competitive golfers can tell you how intense their game is. And I know that that's probably true for your team as well, at just about every point when they're on the course. But at the same time, I keep driving around and seeing people on golf courses. And during the pandemic, this has been one of those points at which people go for an outdoor physical release to spend some time physically distanced from others, actually recreating. Do you find yourself some enjoyment in the game that has brought you through all this?
Oh, gosh, absolutely. And I didn't need COVID to let me enjoy the game of golf. I've always been there. But I think what's been fun to see is just the enjoyment of so many other people. because really for a long time, it was like golf was all we really could do in terms of sports. You couldn't go inside. You know, there just weren't many options for things to do. So what we saw in golf courses all over is just an incredible rise in people playing, memberships being purchased, equipment being purchased. So golf really has been a benefactor of COVID. And I just think because it's my sport, I'm so thrilled that so many people are enjoying it. And still, even like at our course, Forest Acres, we don't expect a decline in rounds this year. Brian Harris, our general manager, still expects to be just as busy as he was last year. So I think it got a lot more people involved in the game, which is awesome because as much as I am a coach, I also love to be someone who passes along the enjoyment for the game and teaches young people the game and helps them understand what a great game it is and that we can all play for a lifetime.
The regionals are coming up. And I know that there's probably a lot on everybody's minds, but what are you telling the team to get ready?
We're just going through our daily practices. Actually, four out of the five players were just at U.S. Open qualifiers 2 days ago. So they weren't actually on campus for the past couple of days, but today we're at practice again. And tomorrow we'll just be playing as a team. You know, these kids are kind of on autopilot. They know what they need to do. They understand that there'll be 18 teams there. And at the end of Wednesday, we need to be one of the top six to move on to the national championship. And they're poised and ready to do that. And they're peaking at the right time. We played great at Big Tens, and that momentum will just carry us over when we're down in Louisville next week.
Stacey Slobodnik-Stoll, thank you so much for taking some time with us today.
Sure. Thanks for having me.